Biden heartbroken over shooting of National Guardsmen allegedly by Afghan national. His administration brought to U.S. by John Binder on November 26, 2025. Former President Joe Biden says he and former First Lady Jill Biden are heartbroken over the shooting of two National Guardsmen in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, allegedly at the hands of an Afghan national whom his administration brought to the United States in 2021. On Wednesday, 29-year-old Ramanella Lakhanal of Afghanistan allegedly opened fire on two National Guardsmen stationed in Washington, D.C., leaving them both in critical condition. In response, Biden said he and Jill Biden are sending prayers. "Jill and I are heartbroken that two members of the National Guard were shot outside the White House," Biden wrote in a statement. "Violence of any kind is unacceptable, and we must all stand united against it. We are praying for the service members and their families." Reports indicate that Lakhanal was brought to the U.S. as part of Biden's Operation Allies Welcome, which imported tens of thousands of Afghan nationals and resettled them across American communities, often with minimal vetting. From the start, Operation Allies Welcome was plagued with vetting failures. As detailed by whistleblowers and inspectors general for years since the withdrawal of U.S. armed forces from Afghanistan. In April 2023, a former Department of Defense DOD official revealed to Congress that some unvetted Afghans were resettled in the U.S. who were found to have been involved in placing improvised explosive devices, IEDs, in Afghanistan to kill American troops. In 2021, Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, requested information about the number of Afghans who sought entry to the U.S. and were listed on the federal government's no-fly list because of their ties to Islamic terrorism. Biden's top agency officials refused to disclose the total. In September 2022, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Inspector General, IG, issued a bombshell report detailing how the Biden administration imported Afghans who were not fully vetted and could pose a risk to national security. Similarly, in February 2022, a DOD IG report revealed that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans who arrived in the U.S. and that about 50 Afghans were flagged for significant security concerns after their resettlement. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the DOD IG report stated, have since disappeared into American communities. The report noted that as of September 17, 2021, only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged with specific derogatory information could be located. In August 2022, Senators Josh Hawley, RMO, and Ron Johnson, RY, detailed allegations from a whistleblower who claimed the Biden administration knowingly resettled almost 400 Afghans in the U.S. who were listed as potential threats in federal databases and urged staff to cut corners in the vetting process. In May 2022, a Project Veritas report alleged the Biden administration resettled Afghans listed on the federal government's terrorism watch list in American communities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.